The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Okay, this is a head shaker. Not a head turner. Well, I guess it would turn your head too, but this is a head shaker. This is funny. I mean, this is hysterical. Watching the mainstream media try their best to defend their candidate, Joe Biden. And, okay.
Well, Bob, you're kind of overreacting.
No, I'm not. Again, here are some facts, all right? There's opinion and then there's facts. Well, here are some facts. During the 4 years that Donald Trump was president, over 90% of all of the stories covered by the mainstream media about Donald Trump were negative. Over 90%. And if you don't believe me, check it out for yourself. It was all negative. Now, since Joe Biden has been president, the overwhelming majority of the press has been positive. Occasionally, when they have to, when they are forced to, they will report something negative. But it must hurt them deeply. And oh, by the way, latest poll out today. Latest poll out today, Joe Biden is less popular at this point in his presidency than Donald Trump. Now, that would be astounding just on its face. But when you consider that 90% of the press coverage for Donald Trump was negative, the overwhelming majority of the press coverage on Biden is positive, and yet Joe Biden's popularity is under where Trump was, and it continues to decline. All right, this brings me to this story. The desperate desire of the mainstream media to protect and to defend Joe Biden. This is the most egregious example that I have seen. This is an article from Mediaite, and it was repeated in NPR. Here is the headline. Well, let me set this up. On Veterans Day, just yesterday, Joe Biden gave a speech on Veterans Day, and he has a story that he likes to tell about Satchel Paige, who was a black pitcher. He started in the Negro League and then went into the major leagues, and he was an incredible pitcher. No doubt about it, he was one of the greatest pitchers of all time. During this speech, Joe Biden referred to Satchel Paige as a Negro. Now, since the Obama days, it has become absolutely forbidden to refer to any black person as a Negro. The Obama administration banned it. No one in the Obama administration could even use the word Negro. All right. So Joe Biden referred to Satchel Paige as a Negro. Now, I don't see anything wrong with that. For many, many years, that was the proper way to describe someone who is black. After all, Negro comes from the root word for black. So it is not, unless it's intended this way, it is not a pejorative. But the liberal left has made it a pejorative. So anyway, Joe Biden referred to Satchel Paige as a Negro. Well, that's no. If a Republican would do that, they'd be called a racist. If Donald Trump would have done that, oh my goodness, the news media would have gone crazy. Now, brings me to the story that I hold in my hand. Mainstream media. Headline. Joe Biden did not refer to Satchel Paige as Negro in speech. That's the headline. Here's the story. Listen carefully. Conservative critics falsely claim that President Joe Biden referred to legendary pitcher Satchel Paige as a Negro during a Veterans Day speech, barely more than a week after pulling the same bit on Biden and Pope Francis. Variations on the same claim spread like wildfire among verified conservative Twitter users Thursday that the president had referred to the late Hall of Famer as the Great Negro at the time, some even including a clip that plainly reveals the falsehood of the attack. Did you hear that? Twitter users, conservative Twitter users, said that the president had referred to the late Hall of Famer as, quote, in quotation marks, the great Negro at the time, end quote. Some even including a clip, audio clip, that plainly reveals the falsehood of the attack. It goes on. What actually happened is that the president was wishing Ambassador Donald Blinken a happy birthday during his Veterans Day speech and injected one of his favorite stories, a roundabout way of saying that you're only as old as you feel. Then they print the exact transcript of Joe Biden's comments. Are you following me? The headline says he did not refer to Satchel Paige as a Negro. And then it says conservatives said that he said that the Hall of Famer, quote, the great Negro at the time. And then they say, this is false. Didn't happen. Then they print the transcript. Okay? Let me read to you from the transcript that they print. I quote, I've adopted the attitude of the great Negro at the time, pitcher in the Negro Leagues, went on to become a great pitcher in the pros and Major League Baseball after Jackie Robinson. His name was Satchel Paige. And then they go on. They just said he didn't say that. And then they print the transcript of where he says exactly what they said he didn't say. Quote, the great Negro at the time. So Mediaite and NPR said, that's false. Conservative said he said that, but he didn't say that. And here's the transcript. And the transcript quotes President Biden saying exactly what they said he didn't say. How in the world did this pass the editors? And then after they print the quote where he actually said what they said he didn't say, they say, the president obviously began to say, great Negro League pitcher, but then paused and shifted to saying, at the time, pitcher in the Negro Leagues, which was, in fact, the name of the league that black performers formed when they were shut out of Major League Baseball. They invent an excuse for Joe Biden for saying exactly what they said he didn't say. And they proved that he didn't say it by printing the transcript, which proves that he did say it. Well, he said it, but that's not what he meant. This is how desperate the media is to prop up this presidency. I don't know whether you find that entertaining. I find it absolutely hysterical. He didn't say it. And then they admit that he did say it, but, well, he didn't say it because... Well, he didn't say it because, well, he did say it, but that's not what he meant to say. Wow. I mean, how desperate are you to print such absolute nonsense? All right, we'll be back, wrap things up.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Yeah, we're going to wrap things up here pretty soon on Bob Burney Live on this Friday evening. Yeah, it's definitely evening. In the middle of the summer, I would say this is afternoon at 10 till 6. But, hey, just a quick note, Joy and I will be at Zion Lutheran Church in Groveport, Ohio, this coming Sunday morning. Yep, this coming Sunday morning, we will be at Zion Lutheran Church in Groveport. That's where we will be this coming Sunday. Next Sunday, we will be, I believe, the next Sunday, we're way down in West Union, down in Southern Ohio. And the following Sunday, we will be at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Logan. That's the rest of the month for us. Anyway, looking forward to being at Zion Lutheran Church in Groveport this coming Sunday morning. If you want to see our calendar, learn more about Cross Power Ministries, maybe you want to be on our mailing list to get our newsletter, just go to crosspower.net, crosspower.net. All right, we're going to go to the phones, and I've got Mike in Columbus. Mike, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Hello, how are you?
I am well. Thank you for asking.
All right. You should be proud that Facebook has slid a couple of your posts with some comments. So.
I know. I feel honored. I haven't been put in Facebook jail for a while, but yes, they fact check. I can't remember which one was it that they fact checked.
There are two of them.
Oh, two.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Reason I called is there's the House Bill 109. I would encourage everybody to call their state legislators, have it passed. It's a it's in addition to the corruption laws, it's would target Ohio protesters with terrorism laws. These are the people that rioting, riot assaults, first responders, does different things like that. You know, corrupt activity. Offense, knowing your material support or resources, if you're involved with people that are rioting, things like that. If people are walking in the middle of the street, just holding up traffic, which is kind of a soft riot, and it's something that they need to move forward. I'm surprised it took them so long to react.
Yeah, I've been trying to find one of the representatives sponsoring the bill to come on the air and talk about it because I think it's important legislation. We think about the riots that we had in Columbus two summers ago, and I don't know that anybody was actually prosecuted. Two police officers are being prosecuted.
Yeah, it should have been three public officials like Joyce Beatty, Kevin Joyce, and Shannon Hart should have been prosecuted.
Sure, they should have.
Yeah.
Absolutely they should have. I mean, there was millions of dollars worth of damage here in Columbus, and it didn't compare to Seattle, Portland, and so forth. The damage to the State House, businesses all around State House Square. And if anybody was prosecuted, I missed it. They may have been, but I may have missed it.
I think Zach Klein declined to prosecute anybody. He's the so-called city attorney.
Yeah.
Well, interesting who's against this. You've got the ACLU. You've got Black Lives Matter groups, Greenpeace, Ohio Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. The usual suspects on things like this.
Yeah.
All right, Mike. Again, I will try to be a little more diligent in getting someone on the air that has firsthand information. All right?
That'd be great. Thanks, Bob.
All right, Mike. Have a good weekend. Okay. God bless you. And I always say it at the end of the program, but sometimes I kind of run out of time. Be in a good Bible-believing church this weekend. Be back in church, folks. Get back. And I'll say it again. If you feel that you should wear a mask, wear a mask. That's okay. It's fine. Well, what would people think? Who cares what people think? Get back to church. There is no such thing as a radio church or a TV church. I again want to say, if you cannot go because of physical reasons, you're handicapped, you're homebound, hey, I understand completely, and I am not talking about you. But if you just like to be in your comfy house and your pajamas and slippers, and that's just kind of the way you prefer to do church, you're not doing church. You're being lazy. You need the interaction with the body of Christ. That's the way God designed His church. You need that. Get back in church. Get back in church. Please. Just real quick, and I'll do this as quickly as possible. Parents in Scottsdale, Arizona, are demanding that the president of the Scottsdale, Arizona Governing Board of Education resign immediately, and here's why. It's a long, involved story, but it was discovered that he was putting together a large dossier about parents in his school district that oppose critical race theory. You say, well, what's wrong with that? He was getting personal information, Social Security numbers, job information, traffic tickets, mortgage data, home addresses, phone numbers, addresses and phone numbers of family members, pictures of little children, because they oppose critical race theory. Wow. Well, they are demanding his resignation. I would hope, not only would he resign, I would hope that he would be prosecuted. That can't be legal. This is what's happening in our public schools, however. Hey, have a great weekend. As I said, be in a good Bible-believing church, and please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.